Okay. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to our final closing session of Ascending Masters Level 3, Session 13. We are really delighted to have everyone with us today. Melania, you want to say hello?
Hi, everyone.
Well, before we get started on our community call here, Melania and I have a few comments that we wish to make to get started, and then we will open it up for a group discussion. We are going to hear from Master Katumi today, and we will also hear from Lord Metatron. So these two great beings will highlight today's session. To get started, I would like to talk to you about the importance of the transfiguration process that we are all in the midst of integrating into our physical body and changing that physical body into a more crystalline form. As you know, the council has told us that this process will take 3 to 5 years to manifest in our physical bodies at a cellular and molecular level. This is important for you to recognize because in order for you to hold the consciousness of the 6th, 7th, and 8th dimensions, you must have a stable physical being of at least that 5th dimensional state. This has never been accomplished before from a dense 3rd dimensional state. And that is why it will take 3 to 5 years to manifest. It can't be rushed. Otherwise, it would destroy the physical body at many levels, primarily the brain itself. As we walk through this integration period, we will be required also to transcend and transform any of our 3rd dimensional belief systems that are not in full alignment with the full transfiguration process, that state of being and state of consciousness. Each one of us is a unique being of light. And I want to stress that because we are so unique as masters of light. And our integration, personal integration process will be unique to each one of us. So it's not helpful during this process for any of us to compare our process with someone else's. Now, if you give me a moment, I'd like to bring forth Master Katumi. Greetings, Masters of Light. I am delighted to come to the forefront of our council and our Council of Masters, of which you are an integral part. I'm delighted to be here with each one of you and to speak with you how much in gratitude that I am to have been chosen to present to you the beginning stages of the triadic system. As a master of light, as a master teacher of light, it was such an honor to be guiding each one of you through the activations and the upgrades of the triadic system, especially for through the first three triadic systems. All of this entire system works as a unit and brings forth your ability to be the master that you have been for a long time, much before you incarnated into a third dimensional body on planet Earth, for your part in this beautiful series of teachings and upgrades and laying down a master ascension template by holding it in your body from starting at that third dimensional level and then moving through the pathways of illumination of the triadic system and becoming more conscious and aware of who you were as a master before you incarnated. This took many years of your personal time on the earth plane at this time. And we are delighted that you stayed the course and are now in the process of transfiguration. This is a process that has never been done from the denseness of third dimension. And you are very special masters who agreed to take on this embodiment at great danger to yourself. And we have told you this many times. But I would like to talk to you mainly about this first three triadic system. This is the system that will help you integrate more efficiently and with ease, I might say, this transfiguration process. Because, especially in that second triad, where you bring in the liquid light and you bring in the nectar light and you bring it into those three chakras that compose the second triad, which is the medulla oblongata, the pineal, and the third eye. When you use this second triad, you greatly assist your body in the integration of this massive transfiguration process, because you use that liquid light by bringing it into all of the fluids of your body, especially the blood system and all of the fluids, the liquids of the body, because that third dimensional body recognizes the liquid. And when you do that with intention of assisting that transfiguration process, it brings about that transfiguration as you use it. And as Jonas said, transforming not just the body, but also using the other parts that you have learned, which is in the transformation of that third dimensional cellular system from a carbon base into a crystalline light base, you also use the transformation, the transcendence of the physical ties to third dimension, as well as that transfiguration. When you use the nectar light, you bring that into the cellular and the neurological system because that's more viscous. And you then transform that state from the denseness of third dimension and bring it fully into that transfiguration process that incorporates transformation and transcendence, but transforms it in that transfiguration process with in more ease to provide the process to take hold and to transfigure the cellular and the neurological system of the body with ease with that nectar light, bringing it into that nectar crystalline form. So just that one simple thing done every day with conscious attention and intention will greatly help you in this transfiguration process. You have all the tools that we have given you from the council over these last 3 years to achieve this with ease and grace. And we want to make sure that you are able to do that with ease. Be in no rush. Just allow the process. Be with it. Be it. And with that, again, I am grateful to each one of you for engaging with me over these past several years of your time to allow me to facilitate this transfiguration process, this entire transformation process through the triadic and the pathways of illumination. And with that, I will step back and return to the fullness of our council. With that, everybody take a deep breath, and we are so honored to have Kitumi with us today. So I'd like to turn it over to Milena because she has some very valuable things to say also.